Dalet Amid Beis 4b1. The Gemara was discussing the whole concept of Avelus. If they become, the parent dies, if the father of the Chosin or the mother of the Kala die, and then she has to sleep amongst the women, he has to sleep amongst the men. The Gemara went to the whole Inyan of Nida. Anyway, the Gemara says that there's a difference between the man's Avelus or of the woman's Avelus. If the man is an oval, we're afraid he's still going to want to be with the wife, and therefore we separate them. If the woman's an oval, she's not going to let him, and therefore they don't have to sleep separate. But the Gemara says like this, Mishani bein avelus di de la avelus di do. We just differentiated between his avelus. You have it? It's like 10 lines down, maybe 12 lines down.
Tanya?
14 lines from the top of the page. Umishani ben avelus di de la avelus di do. Is there a difference between his avelus and her avelus? But Tanya, we learned like this. In the Braise it says, Mishameis chome vechameisei, somebody whose father-in-law and mother-in-law died. Eini yachaloch vesishtei. He cannot force his wife, Lias Kecheles, Lias Pekeses, to put eyeshadow or face powder. Meaning like this. What happens if his father died, okay? Or, I'm sorry, his father-in-law and mother-in-law died. So the girl's parents died. So normally the girl's acting avelus, so therefore she's not putting on makeup, right? So he cannot force her to put on makeup. What does he have to do? Kefa mitasa, he overturns his bed, v'neig ima avelus, and he has to act avelus with her. In the time of the Gemara, as Rashi explains, they used to, when somebody was a mourner, they used to turn over the bed. That was a sign of mourning. Today it's not done in Halacha. But that was what they used to do. So it says, if his father-in-law or mother-in-law died, so he's not a novel, she is. So he wants her to beautify herself anyway. So he says, no, he can't do that.
He wants
to force his wife to put on eyeshadow and face. Right. Al kafim itase, he has to turn over his own bed. V'noyegim avelus, he has to act avelus with him. V'chein he shemes chamiyah chamaisa. The same thing, the woman, if her father-in-law or mother-in-law died, that means either one of the parents died. Einer shoy lias kecheles lias bekeses. Even though now, who's an avelus? The husband. She cannot put on makeup. Al kafim itase, she has to turn over her bed. For the Hagasim may avelus and act avelus with the husband.
Nowadays?
Well, we'll see in a second. Now, you see from there that the father, the man in avelus and the woman in avelus are the same din. Right? They both have the same din. So how can we say there's a difference between his avelus and her avelus when over there seemingly it says it's all the same? So the Gemara says, no, but there's only speaking about Tani Avelus Didei. Say that the Braisa is talking about his mourning. Then, Hu Yashim Bein Anashim V'Yishti Yishena Bein Anashim. Then the man and woman sleep separate. So the Gemara says, Avachem Ketani, but it says also, so it says, Ki Ketani, that goes about Kichul V'Pirchas, about the eyeshadow and the face powder. In other words, the Gemara says, you're right. In sleeping separately, there's a difference between his avelus and her avelus. If it's his avelus, they need to sleep separately. If it's her avelus, they don't have to sleep separately. Right? As far as the makeup, it doesn't matter. His avelus, her avelus, it's both forbidden. So the Gemara says, but it says, Imek Tani. So Gemara says, though, that with him, they observe the laws of mourning with him, meaning, obviously, that they sleep separately. So Gemara says, no. My love, imei b'mita mistamet, means that she can stay with him in the same bed. Lo imei b'bayis. It means in the house, not in the same bed. Okay? So Gemara says, g'domele rabchia lebrei, like rabchia, Rav, I'm sorry, Rav said to Chia's son, when his father-in-law died, Rav had a son, Chia. Yeah? So when Chia's father-in-law died, He told him like this, Ba'apa, in your wife's presence, Naheg Avelusa, you should observe the laws of mourning. The Le'apa, if it's not in front of her, Le'iteneg Avelus, you shouldn't act Avelus. Okay? Now, in the time of the Gemara, and again, this is not in today's halacha, in the time of the Gemara, Rav said to his son, in her presence, if she's sitting shiva, you have to sit shiva. In her presence. If you're not in her presence, you can do whatever you want. Today it's also not done. You know, the wife sits shiva, not the husband. The husband sits shiva, not the...
What do you mean by sitting shiva? People don't come and say, Hamakom Yenachem. But meaning the clothing or...
They would wear mamash avelus clothing the equal way.
But people from the... They don't come Menachem Avel him. They only Menachem Avel her. He just has to
present himself. I understand, but that's
himself.
Today. In the time of the Gemara, they actually sat down, they were both comforted.
Oh.
Now, there's a machoikis in the Rishonim. What does it mean in her presence? Does it mean in front of her in the same house, or does it mean anywhere in the city? But again, today neither applies. It doesn't matter in today's halacha.
How about the hanhaga?
It says you have to behave properly. In other words, a husband, if his wife's sitting shiva, can't listen to music in the house. It's not right.
Yeah.
But there's no din of avelus, you know, following
her. The beer?
Huh?
He grows beer and...
No, beard?
Yeah.
Always.
Well, everybody has beard now.
That's the wrong question. But I mean, like, without ties, I mean, he has...
Tie, didn't wear ties, nothing.
Nowadays, I want to see what happens nowadays.
Nowadays, you dress, get dressed up, that's it.
Okay.
Huh? Today, there's no difference.
He says there is, though. The man doesn't the shiva for father-in-law, mother-in-law, or vice versa.
No, they don't. He doesn't sit shiva if his...
Right.
His wife does, not he doesn't do anything.
Okay, so the Gemara basically was discussing this, what the Gemara is continuing now. The Gemara basically was discussing this whole thing, you know, by a wedding, you throw away avelus, and then during the time they have to sleep separately, the whole bunch of things. So the Gemara seemed to ask a bunch of questions before. The original difficulty was, in the Brice it seems to be, that they sleep separately. In other places, they can sleep in the same house. All the various different things. So he says like this, Rav Ashi Omar, Mi kadamis avelas da hochel avelus da halma. The Gemara's question was, by the Chos and the Kala, they have to sleep in separate houses. Yeah? Why by avelus don't we find that? So there are a lot of different answers. His avelus, her avelus. Rav Ashi says, the Bechal, you can't compare the two. Why? Avelusa de alma chomer. Okay? Normal avelus is strict. But le also le zulu, people are not going to treat it lightly. Okay? Remember we learned the wife can mix the wine for the husband during avelus and she could do things for him during avelus. Why? Because avelus normally is strict. And therefore they can sleep in the same house and there's no problem. They're not going to come to do anything wrong. But by Avelus Tahocha, here we're talking about the wedding. Remember, they became a mourn, they died right before the wedding. So over here, the Chachamim pushed off the mourning. They said, Be'el Bilas Mitzvah, you live together, then you 7 days of Chasana and 7 days of Avelus, you know. So over here, Kivin da Kilu Rabbanon, because the Chachamim were more lenient, Ozel Zuluzale people are going to be more, they're going to make it, treat it lightly. Meaning like this. The Gemara's question was, the original question was, why by avelus of the wedding are we strict? And normal avelus, we're not so strict. So the Gemara was answering, his avelus, her avelus, his avelus is strict, or her avelus. Rav Ashi says, no, it's a whole different story here. Normally avelus, we don't have to be strict, because people themselves are strict. But, by avelus of a wedding, where the chachamim pushed off the avelus, because we said get married and be'el bilas mitzvah and then, you know, do all the things. So over there we need to be stricter, because in people's minds it's more lenient, because it was pushed off avelus. So Peter Chosin Kahal had to think, okay, the Avelis is pushed off so we could sleep together in the same house and do what we need to do. So over there, the Chacham were stricter. You find this many times in Halacha, that when people were lenient about certain things, the Chacham had to be stricter. And things that people weren't lenient, the Chachamim didn't need to be stricter. Right? I'll give you an example. When a person's wife is a Nida, there's certain strictnesses that don't apply to any other woman. Like handing things, passing things, right? All that doesn't apply to another woman. By a guy's own wife, when she's a Nida, it applies. Why? Because they're married, they're living in the same house, so you shouldn't come to be lenient, so therefore they made it stricter. Understand? There's certain times the Chum said, because people are going to be more lenient, we need to be stricter. And when times that people are going to be stricter, there's no need to be lenient.
Nowadays we do the same? I mean, when somebody asks you, Shaila, if you feel the person is lenient, you make it
sometimes
stricter.
You have to be more strict, yeah?
And if not, so the other way.
Chum fanda by muksa, by various different things. So he says, Maikula, so the Gemara just clarifies. Maikula, what leniency are we talking about that we find by by the wedding? If you're going to say that he can live with her and then separate, over there he can, because he can live with her the night, you know, the wedding night, because he's not a novel yet. Why? Because this is interesting. Because, let me explain this now. The Gemara is going to explain. When does Avelis actually begin? Okay, just let me give you the terms, and then we'll...
One second. No, after the Kibbur.
When somebody dies, a relative that you have to mourn for, from the death until the funeral is called Aninus. Aninus. When does the actual Shiva start?
After it starts or stops?
Can I say it with? So there's a machlekes in the Gemara between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. When does Avela start? Does it start as soon as the corpse is taken out to be buried? Or does it start after the burial? But the Gemara says, regardless, in the case of the Chosin and Kala, of course he doesn't start Avelis because they didn't even go after the funeral yet. The funeral is going to be the next day, or whatever. So he says, Elamer, because Baal builds mitzvah perish, because they're lenient, because he's allowed to be with her. There's no Avelis yet. Why not? Because Ela Rabbi Eliezer, because Avelis, according to Rabbi Eliezer, starts, Sheyeti Mipesach Abayis, when the corpse goes out of the door of the house to be buried. And Rabbi Yeshua holds, which is the Halacha, by the way, Achi Yizdem Agoylu. Until the casket is closed. So anyway, there's no Avelis yet. So why are you saying you make on Avelis? So the what's the leniency here by the wedding? You tell first 7 days of Sheva Brachas, and then 7 days of Shiva. So that's the leniency that people are going to be lenient. Meaning, there's a problem here between two braises, okay? One braisa says they have to sleep separately. Another braisa says they don't have to sleep separately. One braisa says she could do things for him. Another braisa basically says she can't do things for him. Okay? So the Gemara is going on, his avelus, her avelus, that's one difference. You have to be strict to one side, not Ravashi said like we said before. There's the avelus, his and hers are the same thing. There's no difference between his or her avelus. Like the braisa says, if he's a novel, she's a novel, it's the same thing. Why is our braisa, speaking about the wedding, more lenient? Stricter about avelis? Because we're lenient about Sheva Brachas, so therefore we need to be stricter about the behavior between them. That's what we need to do.
Because the avelis is pushed away anyway.
Right. Okay, let's just see Rashi now. Okay, in middle of the page. No.
No.
No. The Rashi begins Vahavishol Chasen. The other Rashi we learned last time. Vahavishol Chasen. Gemara says, but it says the father of the Chasen and the father of the Kala. So how can you say there's a difference between father and the man and the woman? Alma Vavelis Didei, even by his Avelis, was a Machmir. So it says, Kiktona, Ima Shokala, when does it say about the mother of the Kala? Ashar about all the other dinim. Meaning, when it says, Machnisim Ames Lecheder, you bring the dead body into a room. Abohu Yoshin, Bein Anoshim. But when it says they have to sleep separately, that's only by Avelis of the Chosin. Like we said, by Avelis of the Kala, they don't need to sleep separately because the Kala is not going to let him be with her. For Ne'egasime Avelis, Almuds we see, Midlik Tonir Avelis Didei. Because by his Avelis it doesn't say Yoshim Bein Anoshim, that he has to sleep separately. Shema Mino, Chomele V'leshonil, there's no difference between one and the next. So it says, Ochi Garcin and Ton Avelis Didei, okay, Alma Avelis Didei Namim. So it says, Lo Ima Vabayis. It means you don't sleep in the house. The time allowed me shum the mehemen nokedly. It's not because we trust him and not trust him. And lashmiinan the ain avelase mutelis aleha, that if the husband is an oval, the wife doesn't have to keep the avelis, only in front of his face, mishum kvedi out of honor respect to the husband. The chain who ain avelase mutel olav elafanel ulchveda, only for her in presence. In front of her. Like, where do we see this? When Reb Chiya said to his son, Kshemesh Chomov, okay, when Reb Chiya's father-in-law died, he said to him like this, Ba'apa, in front of her face, Noeg Avelusa, you know, act like in mourning. Not in front of her face, you don't need to act in mourning. Then Rashi says, where's the argument between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua? Rashi says, it's in the Gemara Meir Cotton. Okay. I'm not going to learn the Tesis in over here because they're not relevant and they go way off.
But the Golel is Kisoy Shel Aron Hamet?
Rashi learns Stimas HaGolel. Golel is the covering of the coffin. Tesis, this big Tesis over here, Tesis argues in Rashi, and Tesis says, Golel is the monument or the marker that they put up on the grave.
Golel is stone? Or what is Golel? Golel is to roll, yeah?
No, that's not. The Golel of a Deifik. Rashi says, Tesis brings out, Golel is Kisi Oren, and Deifik is the walls of the coffin.
Mm-hmm.
Right, you have a box. The way they do it in New York also. They would bury the body on the ground. Not like in California. They bury the body on the ground, and then they have a box like this, open at the bottom.
They don't have anything on the bottom?
No.
So how do they carry their mess?
How do they carry the mess?
Before coming.
No. In Eretz Yisrael, and in a lot of places, they carry a mess out on a stretcher. There's no coffins, b'chol.
Mm-hmm.
You ever seen that just so? Okay, they actually carry a mess on a stretcher. Unless they're going from city to city. But when they take Yerushalayim straight out to the city, they bury them on a stretcher wrapped in a talus, and then they go and bury them in the ground. But then they also put a little box, okay, like this.
In Eretz Yisrael.
I think in Eretz Yisrael, I'm not sure in Eretz Yisrael what they do. But there's a little box that's like this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't want the dirt directly on the mess. So they make a little protection. So according to Rashi, Taisa says, Deifik is the walls,
mm-hmm.
and Golel is the top. So when they close the top, they close the coffin, that's when the Avelus begins. So Taisa says, no, that's not what it means. He proves, and most of the Shanim agree with Rashi. It's a long Taisa, but most of the Shanim agree with Rashi, that the bottom line is that it's the Taka, Taisa learns it's the monument. But not a monument of a stone monument, a little marker that you put down. Once you put a marker on the grave, you mark the grave, then that's when the Avelus begins.
So to wine.
Even today at a funeral, when do they put on the shoes? After the Levaya. They're non-leather shoes.
Mm-hmm.
After the Levaya.
Yeah, way after the Levaya. I mean, after the Levaya, when they go home.
No.
No, right after.
No?
Right after, before they go to the car, even.
They change the shoes.
Yeah.
So why in California, we do it all around in the bottom also? It's a box.
There's holes at the bottom.
It's an ordinance.
Yeah, it's a law. In New York, they have something else. In New York, somebody designed coffins, a whole coffin, but the bottom opens up like this.
As they put it in.
When they put it in, they go like this,
hmm.
And the body lays directly on the ground.
Oh, so halacha requires the body on the ground.
That's why in the caskets here, they have holes at the bottom. Okay, whatever. Here it's a little bit different because they put into those cement, white cement cases. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
But that's not so bad because cement is earth. Up in cement is earth.
There's coffin within the cement.
Yeah. But the cement is earth.
Why not just put it in the cement?
They don't let.
In itself,
Board of Health.
It has to be around the wood. Wood has to be around it.
Yeah.
Does it make sense?
Wood and the cement.
Board of Health.
Wood.
This the
wood decomposes right away.
That's what the law is. So go ask them. Then they have earthquake protection. This.
Earthquake.
They don't want to ruin the view of the person who died. No, because they tell you about the beautiful view they have.
Right. And I need to make sure they're safe in there.
Yeah.
Oh, they're pressure treated, probably they would.
And overlook the view, yeah.
Okay. Let's start the next piece of Gemara, the three places that they will learn. Okay, Amar. Okay, where are we starting? Two lines in the end of the page. This is going back, forget the morning part, okay? Remember we said before in the Gemara, you can't get married Friday, and you can't get married Saturday night. Right? You can't have relations the first time Friday night or Saturday night. That's what the Braisa mentioned before on the other page. So Gemara says, Amar Mar, it said before in the Braisa, Ben Kach or Ben Kach, in either case, meaning, whether it's unavoidable or not unavoidable, Lo Yivah Bleibet of Shabbos, you cannot have the first time living with a virgin bride, not Friday night, V'lei Metzoy Shabbos, not Saturday night. Okay, that's what we said. Remember we said before in the Gemara, the Gemara is going to explain why not Saturday night. So it says, Mishleim Erev Shabbos, I understand why not, Mishum Chaburim, because he's making a wound. Because if she's a virgin, then he's breaking the hymen, and then he's going to be making Chabur on Shabbos, he's causing bleeding. Elev Metzoy Shabbos, Amayloi, why can't you have relations with Tzoy Shabbos for the first time? You're not desecrating Shabbos. Shabbos is over. So it says, Mer says, it's Amar Abzeira, Mishum Cheshbeinus. Now listen to this. This is a doozer. You can't live the first time because then you're going to start making calculations because you're going to make the Suda that night, Saturday night. So afraid, Shabbos, you're going to start making calculations, who's coming to the wedding, how many seats do we need, and how many, and all the preparations on Shabbos for Saturday night.
What you've been thinking about down Saturday anyway, the wedding is on Sunday. You've been thinking about it anyway on Saturday, on Shabbos.
No, but if it's Saturday night, you have no time like this, you could do it after Shabbos. Now there's no time, you have to work on the Shabbos. But Abai asked, so what's the problem? Shabbos, you know, to make reckonings and math calculations and all that. But Abaye said it's a mitzvah. For mitzvah, you're allowed to. Amalei Abaye said, Abaye said to Rav Zeira, the cheshbein is shom mitzvah mi asiri. Our reckonings of mitzvah is forbidden. And the Gemara is going to say now six cases where you can make calculations of mitzvahs. But Rav Chista and Rav Amnuna, the Amit Tavayu, Rav Chista and Rav Amnuna both say, cheshbein is shom mitzvah, calculations of a mitzvah, Mutter, Lassim, Chashvim, B'Shabbos. Okay? Now, you can't, for mitzvah, you can make calculations. That means you could talk about a mitzvah for after Shabbos. And then he says like this, Vamad Abelazar, Peskin, Tzedakah, Laniyim, B'Shabbos. You can allocate Tzedakah on Shabbos In other words, you could say, on Shabbos, you can have a meeting. So, okay, this guy we're going to give $20, this guy we're going to give $10, this, whatever, on Shabbos. V'amar v'yakiv, v'amar rabbi yechanan, hilchim lebatim, can you see us lebatim, midrashis, you're allowed to go to shuls and study halls on Shabbos, lefakeach al iskei rabbim b'Shabbos, to talk about matters of public concern on Shabbos. Now, you have to talk about communal things, about mitzvah things, and so on. You can publicize things involving pikuach nefesh. So over here, the Mishnah over here, how's that getting to Gemara? Pikuach nefesh, for sure you can do. Listen to this. You can go to amphitheaters and circuses. Lefakeach al iskei rabbim b'Shabbos, to talk about Shabbos things. The Mefarshim say it doesn't mean circuses and amphitheaters that are full, empty ones. There were communal meeting places, the amphitheaters. Whenever they wanted to meet people, that's where they met.
Well, the first one, Cheshbono shel mitzvah mutal la Cheshbono b'Shabbos, it's just, this is a general term,
right?
Then we start all the specific one?
Correct. And then he says, the Tanadvei Menashe, Mishatchen Tinekis Leoz B'Shabbos. You can even arrange Shaduchim on Shabbos for after Shabbos. Val Tinekis Lamde Sefer Lamde Umnes. You can even talk on Shabbos about getting a teacher for to learn Torah, to learn a trade. Okay, so the Gemara's question is, the Gemara's asking, why can't you get married Saturday night? Right? Because Friday night, we understand you're going to cause a bleeding. But the Gemara says, why can't you get married Saturday night? So Rav Zeder said, because if you're going to get married Saturday night, if you're going to get married Saturday night, you're going to start talking about it on Shabbos, which is forbidden.
They're not worried about the action. That they're going to do something, prepare.
No, that's talking about it, thinking about it. No, the Gemara says talking.
Let me say.
One second. So the Gemara says, so Abaye says, but it's all her mitzvah, why aren't you allowed to? Right? So the Gemara is going to answer a different answer.
Didn't say anything about measuring a mikveh.
Well, that's the mitzvah. He's not even talking about measuring, he's talking about cheshben, it's just a cheshben, reckoning. And talking about it.
He's not talking about calculations. Or
you can calculate mitzvahs also. If you need to measure a mikveh, if it's enough water, you'll have to measure in a Shabbos. If you need to measure a matzah, if it's the right shear, you know, for the mitzvah matzah, you could do it.
This is the right one, huh?
What?
Doing...
No, calculations with Rabban, you might come to right.
Well, Rabbi, on what? Saturday, you might be with your wolves, and I'm asking questions. Okay, how many people are coming to the wedding? How many people you set up? How many this? How many that? How many this?
No, you're not allowed.
And you have to tell them. They're going to ask you, but you have to tell them, right?
So that was the Umar's question. Umar said, that's why you can't get married Saturday night, because you're going to come to do that. So Abaye said, but you are allowed to do that. It's a mitzvah.
That's right, because if your family's in town, they want to know, they're asking a the question.
Who cares about family? Who cares about family? What family? What's family?
Shows up and
what's family?
They ask you questions about who's the rabbi, who's this, what's going on, who's this, the man, this, that. I mean, we're coming. And you say, I can't talk about it because it's Shabbos.
So yeah, that's what you tell them.
Yeah. Well, isn't that a part of the cheshbono?
That's what the Abaye says. If it's a mitzvah, you're allowed to do it.
Okay.
So you can, you're allowed to do it.
Okay.
Can you do it? Can do it. We still can't get married on Saturday night.
What? We don't know yet why. But the Gemara is asking, why can't you get married Saturday night? Friday night, I understand. Yeah?
It's a long
but
day.
Why can't you get married Saturday night?
But the Cheshbon, even the weddings on Sunday, people think about it on Shabbos.
Not as much as if the wedding's Saturday night. Because the bottom line is, if the wedding's Sunday, you have time Saturday night and Sunday.
That's going to be a long day after Shabbos on Saturday night, I tell you, for a wedding. It's going to be a long night, you'd be tired.
Why? There's a lot of weddings Saturday night in the winter. Today, these dinners don't apply. You can get married Friday, you can get married Saturday night.
Saturday night also?
Yes.
And people go do their hairdos and things like that.
We're not talking about... those weddings, you have a problem, Taka.
Friday night too?
What? No.
No,
No. But in the summer, Shabbos afternoon,
yeah,
go by the Four Seasons, there's a Jewish wedding every Saturday afternoon of, in June.
But those people are not religious.
No, they're not Jewish.
How do you know that Jewish or not?
They're Jewish.
How do you know?
What do you mean?
They know how to say Chabad. They're Jewish.
So they, you walk by there and you say, they got Shabbos to you. You see,
there's a woman rabbi with a yarmulke. What do you mean she's not Jewish?
Okay,
so the question is, why can't we get married Saturday night? So the Abzeri's answer, that because you're going to come to start thinking Shabbos about it, is not an answer because you're allowed to. Elam Rabzeri, so Rabzeri changes his mind. He said, Zeri, Shem Yishchet Ben Eif. You might check the young bird. Taisus says, it's, you don't degrade, some people say a bird, not a young bird. Basically, we're afraid you're going to do an Aveda. He'll forget it Shabbos and he'll shecht.
Why? I mean, what does that have?
Why? So, the Gemara explains it. The Mepharshim explain. Why does it speak about shechting and not cooking? Because cooking takes time. In other words, the guy is preoccupied with the wedding and Shabbos. Yeah. So he'll forget to just shechting is, you know, a second. So forget it. Shabbos and he'll go shech the bird for the meal.
It's a rabbi old.
Well, not if he's going to cook it, because then he'll realize that he's doing it wrong. But shechit is 1, 2, 3. We're afraid he's going to do a shechit on Shabbos, and therefore you're not allowed to get married Saturday night.
We're talking about Talmud Chacham.
Huh?
You're talking about Talmud Chacham.
No, we're not. The guys is marrying off kids.
Shochet. Back then, every house.
Everybody shechted.
Back then, everybody.
Everybody shechted. It wasn't a special shochtim. So Amalei Abayis, Abayis said to him, 1 minute, it also doesn't make sense. Alameyato, according to you, yeah, Yom Kippur shecholi es b'sheni b'shabbos, if Yom Kippur falls out on Monday, you should push Yom Kippur off to Tuesday.
It was.
Abayis says to Rabzeir, according to your logic, that a guy might check the chicken on Shabbos, because he'll be preoccupied. According to you, if Yom Kippur's Monday, you should push off Yom Kippur to Tuesday. Why? He says, why? Because a guy might shecht a bird on Shabbos for Yom Kippur.
Huh?
Because, no, because when do you eat?
Sunday afternoon.
Erev Yom Kippur.
Erev,
which is Sunday.
Sunday.
So why are we afraid it's going to shecht on Shabbos for the meal Sunday?
We have a whole day next
time. Oh, that's the Gemara answers. Awesome. Well, here the Gemara answers a different answer. The Gemara says over there by a wedding you're shechting for a lot of people. Here you're only shechting for yourself. How much time do you need already?
No. So you have, if Yom Kippur is on Sunday.
No, that's what he says. If you're shechting for one person, he'll shecht on Sunday, he won't have to shecht on Shabbos.
No, no.
But if you're talking about a wedding for a lot of people, we're afraid he's going to shecht on Shabbos for the meal for a lot of people.
Yom Kippur cannot fall on Sunday?
No. Or Friday.
Well,
yeah, but I'm saying, according to our calendar, the Gemara talks about Friday or Sunday.
That's happening this year on Saturday.
Wednesday
happens on
Saturday.
Shabbos,
yeah, that's the
kind. Why not?
What?
Why not on Wednesday, Yom Kippur?
Because Le'adu Rosh, because Rosh Hashanah cannot be Thursday or Friday. Sunday, Wednesday, or Friday. Correct? Rosh Hashanah cannot fall out Le'adu Rosh. Aleph Dalet Vav. The first day of Rosh Hashanah cannot be Sunday, Wednesday, or Friday.
Oh, because then Yom Kippur is going to fall.
So if Rosh Hashanah is Sunday, right, then Yom Kippur is Tuesday.
Yeah.
What's wrong with
that? No, Yom Kippur can never come Tuesday.
Why?
Because if Rosh Hashanah is Sunday and Monday, then Yom Kippur is Tuesday.
Yadu is only for Rosh Hashanah?
Lo Yadu is only Rosh Hashanah. Lo Bedu Pesach. But I'm sorry, Yom Kippur could be Wednesday, not Tuesday. Because if Rosh Hashanah falls on Sunday and Monday,
yeah,
which you can't, right, then Yom Kippur will be Tuesday.
What's wrong with that?
If Rosh Hashanah is Wednesday and Thursday, then Yom Kippur would be Friday, which you can't. If your Rosh Hashanah is Friday and Shabbos, then Yom Kippur would be Sunday. It's always, Yom Kippur is always the day later, a week later.
Why can't Rosh Hashanah be on a Tuesday? Yom Kippur on a
Tuesday? It could. No, because Rosh Hashanah can't be Sunday or Monday.
Why?
Because this whole calculation with the Maylids and everything.
With the who?
With the birth of the moon and the whole.
So Lamasa, Rosh Hashanah can only be Tuesday, Wednesday?
Rosh Hashanah can only be Monday and Tuesday.
And Shabbos.
Tuesday and Wednesday. Thursday and Friday. Shabbos and Sunday. It just can never be Sunday and Monday, Wednesday and Thursday, and Friday and Shabbos. That's what it says. Okay, so Gemara says like this. So Gemara, Abai is it's a very strange question. I mean, Taisa says, push off a biblical day of Yom Kippur. I mean, it's like weird. Abai says, according to your chajm, you should push off Yom Kippur. Anyway. No, but what it means is like this. He explains at the bottom. Yom Kippur is the 10th of Tishrei. What do you mean, push it off to the next day? You can't.
No, according to Mandoma, it said Yom Kippur can be 2 days.
No. That's not what he means. The Gemara's question, Abaye's question was, so then Yom Kippur shouldn't be Monday. Because then, if you need to eat Sunday... Mm-hmm. So you might shecht on Shabbos. So the Mefarshim asks, what do you mean? Yom Kippur has to be on the 10th of Tishrei. If Monday is the 10th of Tishrei, you can't say, okay, Tuesday. But they could have played with Elul and the amount of days of the month that Yom Kippur shouldn't fall out on Monday. Because again, not nowadays, but in the days of the Gemara, when they did it with the Cheshbonos, they were able to make it in a way that Yom Kippur should not be Monday.
They can't. You remember we learned the Obermacht in Gemara Sanhedrin.
Right. No.
That we cannot do it before Rosh Hashanah, we can do it after Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah, but Beis Din didn't have to accept the witnesses until the next day, and then they make it a Tuesday. The problem is, then it would be Monday, Sunday and Monday. But whatever. That's. Mm-hmm. But the Gemara answers anyway. Answer. The Gemara says like this. Two answers. Number one, Hasan Bayim Kippur, the Rav Shayu, it's only for himself to eat. Leitada, the guy's not going to be crazy that he's going to desecrate Shabbos if Yom Kippur is Monday. Hachal Achayim, when the wedding is for other people, he might desecrate Shabbos to get ready for the guests. Inami, another thing, Hasan over there, Bayim Kippur, Isri Rafi has a whole Saturday night and Sunday to cook. Here, there's no time, because there's right away Shabbos and Nacht, but so Shabbos is the wedding. Then the Gemara says, Hashadosis Lahochi, now that you answered that, I'll tell you another reason why you can't get married on Friday. Because if you get married on Friday, when are they going to make the meal? Friday night. Mm-hmm. He might shech the bird on Shabbos. But the Mefarshim ask a big question on this. You know, why would the biblical sin of making a wound not be enough? And look for another reason to push off a wedding. The pearl, again, in today's halacha, both things don't apply. Today you can have the relations Friday night, and you can get married Saturday night.
Why not the chabura?
The Gemara is going to explain later, because it's not the Chabur, it's there, and you're just letting it loose. Whatever, the Gemara is going to... Myth can pocket the Gemara.
You're talking about Gemara, they used to marry daytime or nighttime?
They used to get married during the day and have the meal at night.
Well, they can still do that.
No, that's what we...
Get married at 10 o'clock in the morning on Friday?
Let me explain to you something. In those days, they didn't have lights. Yeah?
That's why they didn't.
So you can't get married, you can't see what you're doing. then the meal, they would have candles. Like the night, you know, festive candles.
If somebody wants to do it Sunday, it's okay, like daytime?
Yeah.
Day is no problem.
Make your wedding. Some people make weddings in the morning.
It's okay. Yeah.
Why not?
That's why everybody...
You get married on get married Friday morning, have the dinner Friday, like...
In the last X amount of years, there are two weddings here in the Chabad community on Friday.
Is that why everybody tries to write the ketubah and everything well is daytime?
No.
That's because of the date. So completely. You don't have to.
Okay.
Rashi. Top Rashi of the page. Okay, on the right. Mishum Cheshbeinis, Shem Yechnis, and Mitzvah Shabbos. The Gemara says, why can't you get married Saturday night? Because if you're going to get married Saturday night, Yassus to the Balayla. You're going to make the meal during the day. I mean, the meal at night. V'yachshi b'Shabbos, and he's going to start thinking and talking on Shabbos, Matzorach Lohitzi, what he has to get. And it says, V'daber Dover, you know, you can't make Cheshbeinis what you need to spend or what you need to buy and so on. Mefakhin, says you can make mefachin tzarchit tzibur. Rashi says, what does mefachin mean? Meitzian la'ar. You reveal it. That's the word mefachin is. Because what does a pikeach mean? A guy can see. So it means bringing out the light. Tartarois, palte malachim v'shalteinim. It's the amphitheaters, you know, the palaces of the kings. Lelamit umnis. A father, you can even talk on Shabbos about arranging a profession for your son. So Rashi says, mitzvahi, it's also mitzvah. Because it says in Tekehelis, re'ei chayim me'isha asher after, you should see life with the woman that you love, lamed umnis, to learn a trade, she'techaya himena, that you should live with it, imateira wateira. So Shlomo HaMelech says, you should have a wife and a job, basically. So he says, and the Gemara says in Kedusha, we learned Aviv Chayiv Lalam the Umnas. A father has an obligation to teach his son a trade, a business. And therefore it's a mitzvah, you're allowed to do it on Shabbos. Shema Yishcha ben Eif. So what are we afraid of? The Gemara says, Rav Zeira changed his mind. Why can't you get married Saturday night? Because on Shabbos you may check the chicken. Right? The Shabbos, the Tzarech Matzoy Shabbos. She had thought he's going to be, you know, really busy. The Yishkach Shu Shabbos, so forget it Shabbos, so come to do something wrong. By the way, you should know, I know many times people want to get married Saturday night, but it's not a good idea to encourage people to get married Saturday night, unless if they're mamish from. Because they're not for people that are getting married Saturday night. Shabbos, they're full of pictures, and they're going to the beauty parlor, and there's a lot of Chilul Shabbos going on.
Yeah, you
mentioned even, there's many poskim today, you should know, that hold, many poskim hold today, that a non-frum family should not do a bris on Shabbos. Push it off to Sunday. A lot of big rabbanim hold this today. If a non-frum bris is going to be Shabbos, and everybody's going to drive, and they're going to be taking pictures, and they're going to be, you know, today, so the poskim is better to push off the bris to Sunday.
They do it like that?
A lot of places they do.
Except some shuls, they do no matter what happens. Some shulam, there's a shulam Burton Way that probably does it.
Do bris on when?
On Saturdays.
Yeah, only on Saturday.
Can one go to that kind of wedding?
You can go if it be after Shabbos.
No, I know, but you can go.
Yeah.
Or if there's any kind of function, I mean, a lot of Jews,
you can go after Shabbos.
Yeah. A lot of non-frum, they have... Let's say bar mitzvahs and bas mitzvahs.
They start during Shabbos.
Yeah,
in the summertime, the bar mitzvahs called for six. So the frum relatives go afterwards.
So we can go.
Well, I mean, technically, if you stayed in the hotel, but then there's also a big problem, you should know.
I went to a bar mitzvah on Burton Way, and I was the only frum person there, and I did it at 10:30 in the morning.
Shabbos?
Yeah.
Well, a lot of people have bar mitzvah Shabbos.
Yeah.
Kid lanes.
On Burton Way.
Yeah.
Shul on Burton Way.
Girls lane.
That's for the bas mitzvah.
What's the problem with staying at a hotel? You said there are also problems with the Sefirah Matan.
Can you be part of a family picture?
Well, I wondered about that. What's the answer to that question?
Let's discuss the issues that are coming up, right? Let's say you're going to stay in the hotel. Let's say Shabbos is over 8 o'clock, 6 o'clock the bar mitzvah or the wedding is starting. Mm-hmm. Let's say, okay, you could stay in the hotel, you could walk down to the party, no problem with driving, this and that. But there's a lot of desecration of Shabbos going on from 6 to 8. Okay, number one, you can't pose for a picture on Shabbos,
right. I didn't know that.
Especially when a Jew is taking it. You know, if you're walking in the street, like in these, you know, these tour buses, you know, when a guy walks with a beard, a kapata there, it's actually a tourist attraction. Mm-hmm. So sometimes they're taking, they take pictures. It's like the monkeys in the zoo, you know, this is in the safari. But you can't pose for a picture. That's number one in Shabbos. Then, if there's music playing, are you allowed to be in a room where Jews are playing music on Shabbos?
So,
are you giving an okay to the Chilul Shabbos, number one? Are you benefiting, if you're listening to the music, you're benefiting from a mlocha that a Jew is doing on Shabbos?
Oh.
I mean, there's a lot of issues that need to be taken into consideration.
So posing is the same thing. You're...
Posing is you tell them to take a picture of me.
But you're a part of the 10 other people.
So what? You're still posing. You're one of the 10 people.
Preparing the food too.
That's not what you're doing. You're not doing that.
Well,
if the caterer is kosher...
They have
whatever the way they do it. How do they make luncheons and Shabbos with hot food? They have the warmers. They have the things. It's not an easy thing to do. I'll give you another example. You have a non-firm relative. They're having a bar mitzvah in the shul, and afterwards they're having a luncheon. Okay, but it's not a firm shul, right? So you're going to have music and dancing at the luncheon on Shabbos. Correct? Are you allowed to be in the room when the music is playing? The answer is no. Number one, you're giving credence to it. Number two, it's chilusha. I mean, there's a lot of issues with it. You can benefit from it. There's a lot of issues. Just whatever.
Sorry for this question, but if you're in a dark room on Shabbat, then a Jew comes and turns on all your
benefits. You have to walk out.
You have to walk out? Really?
That's the seven. If a guy turns it on for himself, you can stay there.
No, a Jew turns it on.
I said, I answered this question. If a Jew turns it on, you have to walk out.
So if a Jew, for example, turns on a blech on Shabbos, you're not allowed to...
The cooking on Shabbos.
You can't heat anything
on it. No, I'll give you this happens, by the way. I mean, we're getting off topic, but we'll stop with this. A lot of times you have non-firm relatives, right?
That's right.
And you're spending Shabbos in the house. The kid becomes from the parents.
Right,
not.
Oftentimes they shut off the
television is blasting
right,
in the room.
They shut off everything, yeah.
Are you allowed to sit in the room where the television was turned on?
Okay.
You're not allowed to.
Really?
What do you mean?
If it was on before?
Well, if it was on before, then you could.
And then if it was on before and somebody changed the channel?
Then you can't.
Well...
My nafkamina, before or after?
No, if it's on before Shabbos.
Oh,
it's okay.
Sometime, if it's on from before Shabbos, he
sometime
said.
Sometime a non-from relative will turn off a blech because whatever, it's their house. And,
right.
And then you don't have a blech now that you planned
right.
Shabbat. Then
you call food.
You call food.
Yep.
But if they come and turn on the blech for you and you don't even ask
the cooking on Shabbos, you can't. Okay.
What if an non-Jew turns on the light by mistake?
Then you can benefit, because he turned it on for himself.
Mm-hmm. Not me, a Jew. By mistake.
Then if it's a mistake, then you could.
By mistake.
No, he leaned against the wall, the light went on by mistake.
Yeah, we are talking about from, not from.
Okay, let's finish the Rashi. Shecholi is b'shalik, 10 lines down in the Rashi. Shecholi is b'sheni b'shabbos. So he said, if Yom Kippur falls on Monday, you should push it off to Tuesday. Shetzichim la'arbis b'sud achar Shabbos, shev yom kippurim. Right? Because every Yom Kippur you have to eat a lot. So why aren't you afraid that they're going to shecht on Shabbos? Yidchel l'shlisha b'shabbos. So he says, maybe she yidchel b'nayif l'tzerach sudas mocha. Maybe on Shabbos they'll shecht the chicken for Sunday morning. So Gemara says, what are you talking about? It's late after. By Yom Kippur you have a lot of time. You have Saturday night. You have Sunday. He says, l'sher b'layla shasuda ein ad l'machar. The meal is until the next day. And he says, but by the meal, by the wedding, there's no time. The meal begins right away Saturday night, so you don't have time. So over there, we're afraid you're going to shecht. Okay, now, look in Tesis, the first Tesis on Hey Amid Aleph. Shema Yishri Benayf. Tesis has an interesting thing. Yesh Garson Bay Eif. Instead of Ben Eif, it said they make a version, you might shecht boy on Shabbos, oif a bird. Ben oif means a young bird. But that's our version that Rashi said. But some people have a version in the Gemara, maybe you'll shecht boy on Shabbos, you shecht a bird. So Tais said, Alpha gav the Shabbos lush in the kevehi. Even though Shabbos is feminine, so the word should be ba, not boy. The cousin machalaleha makes you must. Right? So he said, but Hachi Nami Avilashin Zach Shabbos we find is also masculine. Like it says, Kol Ha'isa Bay Malacha, or Shemer Shabbos Mechalaloi, not Mechalaloh. So Tais says an interesting thing. Shabbos we find sometimes is masculine, sometimes Shabbos is feminine. That's Kabbalistically. Friday night is Vay. Va, Shabbos Day Vay, and Shabbos Minchas Vam. Yeah. But you see, there's the male, the why tak, no, the Kabbalah explains why take is Shabbos male or female. We find Psukim, Tesis quotes Psukim, some are male, the Shabbos is masculine, Shabbos is feminine. Right? Because there's a masculine aspect element of Shabbos, and there's a male element of Shabbos.
Friday
and a female.
Kabbalah Shabbos is feminine?
Friday night is Ba is feminine. Shabbos morning is masculine. And that's why you say, Vinuchu Vay, Kol Yisrael Mekadshei Shmecha. And Shabbos Mincha is Bam. Plural.
I have the Kiddush of Friday night is connected to the Ma'aseh Bereshit. It's feminine. It's receiving. The Kiddush of Shabbat morning is Matan Torah is giving.
Yeah, that's it says that.
But here says something.
That's why interesting in the Chabad Sedurim, in Yismuchu v'Malchus Hashem Reshabbos, you know, so Friday night we say Zeichel Ma'aseh Bereishis.
Yeah.
Shabbos morning Shachris we don't.
Musaf.
And Musaf we do. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
Well, the last two words over there.
Three. Zeichel Ma'aseh Bereishis. Shabbos Shachris is left out. What?
Karasa?
Oh, so Karasa is the last word.
Right, yeah.
We cut out Zeichel Ma'aseh Bereishis. Right? Why? Well, there's only Chabad, by the way. Most Siddurim is not like that. It's Zeichel Ma'aseh Bereishis. Sephardim also? Because according to Kabbalah, it says that Shabbos morning, the emphasis is on Matan Torah, not on creation.
We don't
want
to say
it. So Zeichel Ma'aseh Bereishis is an emphasis on the creation, not on Matan Torah. What do we say Shabbos morning by Shachris? Yismach Moshe b'matnas Chelkei. That refers to Matan Torah. So therefore, that's why it's Vay, because like you're saying, Matan is giving, that's the masculine versus the feminine Friday night. Musaf's already afterwards, so therefore it's not Matan Torah anymore. But that's why.
Is that when the Matan Torah was? In the morning?
Shabbos morning, sure.
Was that night? Like the movie?
So.
The movie was at night? No.
Why is it?
1 minute. Matan Torah, the movie was at night?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Why is it?
Well,
it's all dark. You had to see the fire.
It says in the Gemara, in the Pasuk, it says in the Mavik, by that was Kiryas Yamsuf. It says in the Medrash that Hashem came early to wake up the Jews. He had to wake them up from sleeping to give them the Torah. The Jews came late.
At night. What are you talking about?
Another mistake.
Don't
in
listen
the movie.
To Ben Hur. Don't listen to Ben Hur.
I don't remember Shalton Heston getting torn late. I don't remember.
It was. The fire was coming and hit him.
Young bird or a bird?
Oh, what's that? So that's what Taisa says. The Shapik Asina Nami Ben Eif. But Taisa, so one version Taisa says that they used to buy, they used to shacht a bird. Some people instead of buy said Ben. So Taisa said, that's also good. Why? The Derech Bnei Adam Lishchet Arachim Vaktanim. People normally would shacht a younger bird was more tender. Like he says, the Ksiv Shnei Bnei Yaina. Or ask him, mi ben eif. Or we find all, many times he used to shacht, and in fact, Rashi says it also. No, Rashi doesn't say it. Taisa says, the reason why it says ben eif, because it used to be more tender. Mm-hmm. So Taisa just says there's two versions in the Gemara. Boy, eif, and Taisa explains Shabbos is masculine and feminine. And then Taisa says that another version could be ben eif.
Doesn't have to be a boy of or a girl of. It's just meaning that a young one.
Yeah. Young, because then it would be more tender. Okay, we'll just start the next thesis. So then Taisa says, "Al me'ati yom kippur shechol yos b'sheni yom kippur falls on Monday should be pushed to Tuesday." Tema my nakud yom kippurim. Why does it say here yom kippur, which is only according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, which is only according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili that people used to shecht? Because then I'll tell you in a second what this means. Dalit pakum b'shano four times a year. Amecha be'mel chaverei. If you sell me to a friend, tzarach le'dia ima macharti l'shchet. I sold the mother to shecht. But according to Rabbi Yisrael Glili, even Erev Yom Kippur. Meaning like this. There's a din, Slater, there's a din, you're not allowed to shecht a mother bird and the baby, and the kid the same day. Mm-hmm. There's tishchet,
8 days, yeah?
Huh? No. What's the pasuk? You're not allowed to shecht, it's one of the negative commandments of the Torah. You're not allowed to shecht a mother, calf, animal, and the baby have calf the same day.
Not a
bird.
Not a bird.
Huh?
Not bird.
No. Not birds. But it says, you're not allowed to shecht a mother and a baby the same day. So the Gemara says, there are four times a year that people used to buy a lot of meat. And because people bought a lot of meat, whenever somebody bought a piece of meat, the butcher had to tell him, we shechted already the mother today. That they should know this animal can't be shechted today. That's what they would do. They would tell the buyer, the seller would tell the buyer, when selling animals. Not butchers. Selling live animals. People used to buy a lot of animals, right? And they shechted it themselves. So he says that those four times of the year, the seller had to tell the buyer, we already sold the mother.
No, we shecht the mother.
No, that we sold it, and obviously they're shechting it the same day.
Oh.
So Rabbi Yisrael really says, also Erev Yom Kippur. That people bought a lot of meat. That means the other opinions hold four times a year they buy a lot of meat, but not Erev Yom Kippur. So why Taisa says there's a Gemara mentioning Dafka Rabbi Yisrael Glili's opinion of Yom Kippur that they buy a lot of meat on Yom Kippur. So Taisa says Itaka wasn't meat; it was birds and fish they used to eat a lot of Yom Kippur.
Fish.
Taisa v'yeshleimar the be'erev Yom Kippurim are regil l'arbis be'efes ubedogim.
I said you are not supposed to have dogim.
Huh? In the morning, yes; in the afternoon, not. The morning suit that you keep it, yes, the afternoon not, because it makes you thirsty. Okay.